What else can you say about a man who can impose his will on others? A human who could destroy others' dreams with the sheer force of his bare hands. He is a warrior who has assembled the toughest group of wrestlers to ever step inside a BACW ring. From the ashes of the Mid-South Syndicate come Rick Righteous, Malik Johnson, side by side with Matt McClain. They call themselves the Revolution. Opposite Matt McClain is a true aerial specialist. His name absolutely real. A loyal man to his company. An underdog in many eyes. To his fans, a BACW legend. And under it all, he is our unrecognized world heavyweight champion. They say to be the man, you must beat the man. Call it a rite of passage. Call it a passing of the torch. Call it changing of the goals. We real is that man. Matt McClain desperately wants to be that man. McClain, real, Mr. Petit, as special guest referee. Something has to give. Someone has to lose. And on August 3rd, either Lee Real or Matt McClain is going to walk out of Las Vegas with all the bragging rights or nothing at all. Brand new BACW Northeastern Championship will play host to Sam Goddamn Nettis and Beastmaster Orr Glamour as they both welcome the dog collar match rules. Mr. Petit has stripped both men of their respective titles, and before all is said and done, only one man will be getting gold back around his waist. Other matches on the card include BACW Heavyweight Championship to be decided in a barbed wire ladder match when the Spectre takes his game to extreme heights against the Messiah, Rick Righteous. Spectre has lost his mind while Righteous claims to be the master of the mind games. Who's gonna win? Tune in and find out. Opening bout of the night pits WFWA legend Malik Johnson and up-and-coming superstar Arthur Dexter Bradley and true greatness Mike Morrison in a three-way dance with the winner getting a shot at the Northeastern title in September. August 3rd, 2006 will go down as a monumental day in professional wrestling history because it's the return of professional wrestling's official stomp hall. BACW Badass Championship Wrestling is back in business with the backing of the WFWA. Once again, folks, it's BACW's eye pay-per-view behind blue eyes, coming to you live August 3rd, 2006, sponsored by eWrestling.org, and when it's all said and done, you just might have to be carried away from your television set on a stretcher. BACW, the place to coin the phrase, enjoy the brutality. This card is subject to change.
Check the fire safety code because we are jam-packed to the gills here at the Vegas, Nevada. Fans, our main event tonight will finally see challenger Matt McClain taking on champion Lee Real for our unrecognized World Heavyweight Championship. And many are saying that Matt McClain has allowed Lee Real to see him wrestle one too many times, and I have to agree. Sure, Lee Real has fallen prey to the Breaking Point crossface, but several have made the point that giving a student like Lee Real, a student of the craft, a chance to feel out a move like the Breaking Point crossface is just like showing a child how to walk. Eventually, it's gonna figure it out. But figure it out or not, Las Vegas odds are saying that Matt McClain is the heavy odds-on favorite to finally dethrone the Canadian Wrestle God once and for all. And speaking of thrones, what can you say about the flopping career of true greatness Michael Morrison? Brought into WWA with the fanfare of a world champion, Michael Morrison has gone down twice at the hands of Lee Real, and some are expecting this to be Michael Morrison's final match here in BACW due to creative differences with BACW owner Mr. Petit. Before the opening match gets underway, we're going to go into the back where roving Exome reporter Candace Hoffman is trying to get a hold of Michael Morrison so that we can gauge his feelings and hear exactly and directly from the mouth of Michael Morrison just what he thinks about the recent dip in his career. And while we wait for Candace Hoffman to locate the former WWA heavyweight champion, not everyone has their sights riveted on McClain versus Real, because for the first time in several years, we will once again see our official BACW heavyweight champion, the Spectre, defending his title against the man whose reputation speaks for itself. Yes, folks, I'm talking about the Messiah, Rick Righteous. To that I say the bad blood between these two fellas has just reached an all-time high, and that has to be the biggest understatement that I've said thus far. First of all, Rick Righteous doesn't like anyone, and before his match, Rick Righteous says he will address the entire BACW Federation, paving the way for what he is saying is going to be another record-breaking title run. As for the Spectre, he has recovered from last week's beating at the hands of the Revolution and fully expects to walk out of the high pay-per-view with the title in hand. Will that happen? Well, tonight we're going to find out. On the flip side of that, brand new Northeastern Regional Championship replaces the Triple Extreme Championship belt due to the territorial rules of the WFWA's governing body. And although Sam Natas is furious that he was stripped of his title, Triple Extreme Champion, he is still very excited to get another belt around his waist. His opponent will be longtime rival Org Lambert, who we hear has been having some vision problems and could be replaced with another wrestler to be announced later tonight if he doesn't pass the medical examination. And as the doctors look over Org's condition, speculations are that Sam Natas' opponent is going to be none other than Tommy Rockwell, who has recently been looking over the brand new contract here in BACW. A lot of time has passed since Tommy Rockwell has gotten into the ring. But if he thinks Sam Natas is going to roll over and play dead, well, Tommy Rockwell just might be looking into the face of retirement once again. And in our opening bout of the evening, Malik Johnson, Arthur Dexter Bradley, and wait a minute, folks. I apologize for the interruption, but Candace Hoffman has just caught up with true greatness Michael Morrison in the back, and she's telling me that Michael Morrison is indeed leaving the building. Let's quickly go to the back and find out what this is all about.
Hello, fanboys and fangirls. This is your Sexy on the Scene X-Zone reporter, Candace Hoffman, and with me right now is a man who many say has completely lost it. In fact, I haven't heard one person say that they believe in this man anymore, and his name, of course, is Michael Morrison. Now, Michael, I guess the question that needs to be asked is, what happened?
Candace, if I knew the answer to that question, you would be the first to know. Without a doubt, that's the scariest thing about this whole situation. I have no clue how it started, and I have no idea how to pull myself out of it. A lot of people out there are saying that I have lost it. A lot of people out there are saying that I'm overrated and overhyped. Well, you know what? They're absolutely right. I came into the WEWA talking a big game.
Well, Michael, I'm sure these last few weeks have been rough on you. After all, we've seen radio talk show hosts bash you, your greatness shopping network canceled, and worst of all, the people in your own hometown of Cincinnati, Ohio, have turned their back on you, saying that you're an embarrassment to the city. What are your feelings on that?
You know what? I've said it once, and I'll say it again. People can bash me, and TV networks can cancel me, but there's not a single person more embarrassed and ashamed of Michael Morrison than yours truly. You have no idea what it's like. You have no idea what I'm going through. One minute, everything is going great. I am the WEWA Heavyweight Champion, and I'm on top of the world. Then in a blink of an eye, I get defeated by the Spectre, not once, but twice. And sandwiched in between was a close encounter with a burning table. Not exactly highlight-worthy material, if you ask me. You know, I just can't figure this thing out. I'm not even 30 years old and I'm washed up. Everything that I worked so hard for has been completely pissed down the drain. My career is on life support, and it appears that it's only a matter of time before the plug is pulled.
Michael, with all that's going on, what is your relationship with the vendor right now? We've seen him turn his back on you once before when he aligned himself with Todd Knight and the late Derek Parks. Now that you've become a failure, is he going to jump ship again?
You would have to ask the vendor that. The man can sell merchandise, and right now, we couldn't sell a cup of water to a camel. I wouldn't blame him for jumping ship. After all, who would want to be around a failure like me? People wouldn't buy a t-shirt of mine to wipe their ass with at this point, so I don't know. I just simply do not know.
Michael, Mike, what's that supposed to mean? Ugh, well, I guess we'll find out how later tonight. For now, I'm your Sexy on the Scene X-Zone reporter, Candace Hoffman, saying, if nobody cares about you, then you don't belong on my show. Back to you, promo.
Well, folks, we don't have time to figure out where Michael Morrison is headed, where he's going to, or where he's leaving from, because Arthur Dexter Bradley's music is playing in the background, and the crowd has finally settled in. It's time to begin our pay-per-view Behind Blue Eyes, and let's go to the ring for our opening introductions.